Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Follow God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
At the rate we had been able to save money, for me to come up with $3.2 million could have been over 100 years of income. And for me to wait 100 years, I didn't have that much time left in my age, much less the Bible school and ministry. And it was just undoable. If I committed myself to doing it without taking out a loan, then it could kill the ministry if God didn't come through in some big time way. And if I made a decision that we were going to do it without taking it alone, then I wouldn't renege on it. The scripture says that a godly man will swear to his own hurt and change not. And if I told people that I was going to do it debt free, well, then I'd do it debt free if it took me 100 years. And so it was another big decision. And you know what I did? Once I felt that and I thought about doing this and just letting my partners help me and pay for this thing debt free, I prayed about it for about a week or two, and basically I let the peace of God rule in my heart. And you know, I had more peace about just trusting God. Now, I mean, it was a potential train wreck out here. It was like a cliff. It could have killed us. But that's what I had peace about. It made no sense. There was not any physical proof that we could raise $3.2 million in any reasonable amount of time. There was nobody. If you would have looked at our finances, you would have said, there's no way. And yet that's what I had peace about. And so we just decided to do it. And did you know, 14 months from that decision, we had $3.2 million. We had the building finished. We moved in debt free. It was one of the best decisions I ever made. It went against logic. It was illogical. And yet it worked because that's what I had peace in my heart to do. And you know, every one of you have had this happen to you. You may not know it, but you have. I bet you every person in here at some time or another has had a crossroads, a decision that you have to make. And logic, people told you that you have to go this direction. But you don't feel peace about it. But it just seems like it's the logical way. Everybody's counsel has led you in a certain direction. So you go with the counsel. And as soon as everything falls apart and it turns out not to be the right thing, I bet you every person in here at some time or another has said, I knew I wasn't supposed to do that. There was no reason. There was no logic. There was no facts. It was just a knowing. You just knew that you weren't supposed to do it, and yet you did it because it looked like the right thing to do, and yet you knew it in your heart. God speaks to us this way. This is how God leads you. If you are seeking Him, He puts His desires in your heart. And then as you consider, how do I accomplish this desire? You just look at your options and the one that you have peace about. You let the peace of God, notice the peace of God, not the peace of the world. You know, the Forgestons are over in India. And I bet you that they had some reservations about moving to a different culture, about how is this going to be financed. I'm not saying that they felt 100% peace. But you know what? They felt more peace about doing that than they did in just staying in some place secure. Judith felt more peace about leaving Switzerland and about the potential of losing a job and stuff. She felt more peace about following God's will and coming to school than she did just staying there. And so she let the peace of God rule in her heart. It led her to her husband. It led her to her ministry. It led her to a place where she said she's more fulfilled, happy than she's ever been. You know how all of that happened? By just seeking God and letting the peace of God rule in your heart. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we made this too hard. It's not difficult to have God lead you. You just love Him with your whole heart. You commit your life unto Him. And when you really delight in the Lord, He'll start putting His desires in your heart. And then as you start moving in that direction, He'll give you wisdom when you come to a fork in the road. Which way do I go? You just follow the peace that's in your heart. And it's super simple. But you know what? You can't live this way if you are just constantly inundated with noise and static and junk from this world. And this is where most of us live. Most of you don't And I'm not saying this to criticize. I'm just saying it based on dealing with people. Most Christians do not seek God and spend enough time in the presence of the Lord to really feel what's in your heart. You're being led by external things. You're letting life push you along. You're going with the crowd instead of being still and knowing that He's God. Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. Sometimes you just got to be still to be able to hear your heart. You know, last year I woke up, I had a dream, and in the dream I saw this big banner that said Psalms 46:10. And I have quoted that verse 1,000 times, but for the life of me, I could not remember what Psalms 46:10 said. So I got up and I opened up my Bible and read it, and it says, "Be still and know that I am God." And I read that and thought about it, and I mean, it was so vivid, this dream that I had. I didn't know exactly what being still is, but I decided that that day I was going to physically be still just to see if that was part of it. And I went out, and Jamie was in shopping or something, and I was at our house, and I went outside and sat in a chair, and for an hour and a half, I never moved anything but my eyes. I sat exactly still. Just, I wanted to see what would happen if I was still. And you know, it's amazing what I observed. When I got totally still, it took me a while, but I mean, after I was totally still, I got to noticing things that I wouldn't have ever noticed. There were thousands of ants everywhere. They're always there. But I never noticed them until I was still. I got so still that chipmunks came and sat on my foot. And I was sitting there and they were coming up and they were sitting on my foot. I had a deer walk by, and I mean, I could have spit on that deer. I was so still that deer didn't know I was there. And it sat and it just looked at me, and I was looking at this deer eyeball to eyeball. And you know what? You could hear the wind blowing through the trees. You could hear just different sounds and things. And things that were always there that I never notice because I'm busy and I'm always going somewhere or doing something. You know what? All of a sudden, I just realized things all around me that I didn't realize before. They were always there. But when you're still, you just become aware of things that are there that you don't notice normally. And spiritually speaking, you have to get to a place to where sometimes you're just still. To where you don't have a tape on or the TV on. Or listening to music, or doing something. Sometimes you just need to be still. And instead of praying all of the time, I've got friends that when they pray, it's just like a machine gun. It's just brrrr, and man, they're just praying 90 to nothing, and they wonder why God never speaks to them. He couldn't get a word in edgewise. You know, you need to do like these two-way radios every once in a while and say, "Over," and give God a chance to speak. Sometimes you just need to sit and be still. And you know what? If you would be still, you would find out that things that are in your heart, the peace of God, all of a sudden you'd start hearing things. See, this is why lost people are people that aren't really seeking the Lord. This is why they hate being still. Because when they get still, this little homing device that God placed on the inside of every one of us starts going off and starts making you think about, what's my life like? Man, is this all there is to life? And they don't want to be confronted with this, and so they drown it out. They always have to have the TV on. They always have to have music on. They always have to do something. They can't be still and just allow their thoughts to start going, because they'll lead you to God. Sometimes you just need to be still and find out, where are you in your heart? Do you have peace about the way your life is going? Is the job that you're doing, is this what you really believe God wants you to do? Is this what you want to do the rest of your life? There's some of you that are so busy, you're on the treadmill and you're trying to keep up the pace that you haven't ever sat down and thought about, is this really what I want? Is this what God wants? There's some of you that it's been years since you've sat down and taken any inventory and looked at anything. You know, you need to sit down and look at your life and look at the options. Look at what your desires are. And then say, Father, what do I really have peace about? Do I want to be like this 20 years from now? 5 years from now? Is this where I want to be in my life? Is this what I'm wanting to do? And you need to sit down. And if you don't have peace about it, man, if it doesn't excite you, if it doesn't bless you, if it's not something that you think, yes, this is the way I want my life to go, then you ought to make some changes right now. You shouldn't wait another day. And just like I did, if you aren't absolutely sure, just start testing the waters. You know, if you take a boat and if you push it, then the rudder can steer that thing. But if it's sitting still, you can flip a rudder 360 degrees and it won't give any direction to that boat until you move. If you aren't sure of what God wants you to do, well then sit down, let the peace of God rule in your heart and just start taking small steps in some direction. And if you step out in some direction, then God can begin to bear witness. And all of a sudden, like with me, everything just begins to fall in line. And you think, man, this is God. And it encourages you and encourages you to go a little faster. Or maybe you'll start in some direction and you say, whoops, that wasn't it. Everything goes wrong. And you say, this is not it. And sometimes the way you discern God's will is by finding out what He doesn't want you to do. You try a number of things, and this wasn't it. Man, I used to do all kinds of things. Work in the children's ministry, work in youth ministry. It didn't take me long to figure out that's not it. And you know what? Sometimes you discover God's will by you just start doing things, and then you don't feel satisfied. This isn't giving you peace, and so you don't go that direction. I know that this isn't deep, and most people want something deep. But this is practical. This is something that could change your life. Every person in here could do what I'm talking about. And you could just sit down, be still, let the peace of God rule in your heart. And I believe that probably 50% or more of the people right here would find a major change in the direction of your life if you were just to do that. And just like the Forkestons were giving testimony, you wouldn't regret it. Man, you wouldn't regret it 1 minute. You would be thrilled with the way God would lead your life. Isn't that good? Thank you, Jesus.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Follow God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1067C for CD or R3211D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU15C titled Follow the Peace when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to go visit our website. It's www.awmi.net. And I tell you, I think it's one of the best websites available. And on this website, you can do all kinds of things. You could review your giving and things. Plus, there are hundreds of my teachings that you can get free downloads, thousands of my television programs available, thousands of our radio programs available. There's news updates about what's happening through our Bible college students and graduates worldwide. And I tell you, it is just a tremendous place. Plus, I review the guest book nearly daily, and I would love to hear comments. So it's awmi.net.